Not everyone is thinking about baseball. A little more than a week ago, an Australian cricket player named Matthew Hayden, in a match against Zimbabwe, made the highest score ever achieved by a batsman in international play. We asked our cricket analyst Tim Brooks to explain.
Hayden scored 380 runs in one innings, as we say. In cricket, you get out in ways that are vaguely similar to the ways in which you get out in baseball, but nobody got him out for nearly 2 days. Specifically, he batted for 10 hours, 22 minutes, which is not a record, although it's still rather like playing a five-hour final in the US Tennis Open. He could bat this long because test matches, that is, internationals, last 5 days. It's been said that the English, not being by nature a religious people, invented cricket to give them some idea of eternity. What is remarkable about what Hayden did as a sporting achievement? Well, let's start with consistency. Since the beginning of 2001, he's batted so consistently it's roughly like someone hitting 375 over 2 seasons. There's also the issue of stamina. Some of these big, chunky baseball hitters, well, no disrespect, but if they have to run as far as third base, they're puffing. The equivalent of the home run in cricket is the six. Loft the ball 100 yards or so out of the playing area, you get 6 runs. You can also get an automatic 4 runs, which is a distant cousin to the ground rule double rule. Anything else, you have to run with your legs. That's why they're called runs. To get 1 run in cricket, you have to run about the distance between the plate and first base. Add all these up, and Hayden's innings consisted of 11 home runs, 38 ground rule doubles, and 162 singles. Except, of course, that in cricket, 2 guys bat at the same time, so he also had to run every single scored by the batsman at the other end. He actually ran the equivalent of 301 singles, or about 6,600 yards, carrying his bat, which cricketers don't throw away, and wearing protective pads and gloves, rather like a hockey goalie's. Above all, it took concentration. In cricket, you only get 1 chance. Your bat is flat and a bit wider than a baseball bat, but if you allow the equivalent of a single strike, you're back in the dressing room watching your mate bat for maybe 10 hours. So it's all about not making mistakes. Imagine a tightrope walker. He's been doing it for years. He's at home on the rope. Right. Now, ask him to walk along a rope for, say, 20 miles. Oh, and one other difference between cricket and baseball. When Hayden was finally out, Zimbabwe finally got to bat, and Hayden spent the next hour fielding, and then next day, another 6 hours. And you thought cricket was a sissy game.
Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks plays cricket in Vermont.